Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the official 2025 Residents Cup podcast. I'm your host, Captain of Team Australia, Matthew Ricks. I want to give everyone a hearty welcome back for 2025 following the raging success of the 2024 Residents Cup at Barn Boogle in Tasmania. Of course, Australia took home the inaugural Residents Cup 7.5 to 4.5 after a very, very strong display in the singles on day three. However, we must look forward and we get set for the Mornington Peninsula March 7 to 10, 2025. We have 11 returning residents from 2024 and three new players. It is a big, warm Residents Cup welcome to Heath Kelly, Jack Dickens and Vinnie McGrath. Two Australians and one Irishman who will be representing Team Europe. We have 14 players this year, and it's great to have the new residents on board. I'm sure they're going to enjoy it as much as everyone did last year. Obviously, this year, a little bit shorter lead-in. We were Anzac Day last year, early March this year. So not as much prep time. I know I haven't been out hitting the links as much as I would like, but still very much raring to go for Friday afternoon at St. Andrew's Beach. Just to kick us off, I just want to go through the itinerary for the week once again. I've posted in the chat, but just so everyone's aware, we tee off 1:03 p.m., the first tee on Friday afternoon at St. Andrew's Beach, as mentioned. I want to hopefully have everyone there by around about just after 12:30, something like that. Make sure we can all say g'day to each other, get ready to get on the tee, hit a few balls, have a few putts, make sure we are all ready to go. Following Golf Friday night, the Podfather Anthony Ricks has booked and will be hosting dinner at Moona Links Golf Course at Pebbles Restaurant, 7 p.m. start for that. The NRL will be on, the AFL will be on, so should be a good night of sport and chat. And we will then be going from there to check into the Airbnbs before an early morning start of 7:20 a.m. tee for round two at Moona Links Legends Course. After that, we will be heading back to the houses to get changed. Then we will be looking forward to an afternoon of watching the races and the footy down at a pub, TBC which pub, but probably whichever has the best seat for us and the best pub tab. In breaking news, the mighty gelding Chaowulf will be nominated and accepted for in the Group 1 Canterbury Stakes, owned by our very own podfather, Anthony. And so fair to say that if it is getting around and is winning, then that will be a fair bundle and a fair party. So very much looking forward to that. Saturday night, we'll be back to the house, probably get some dinner, not too sure, but we'll figure that one out. Shouldn't be too hard. Before 8 a.m. golf on, 8:40 a.m. golf at the June Sunday morning for our third and final round. From there, we'll have the presentation straight after, as we did last year. Try not to spray too much champagne over the clubhouse, unlike at Barn Boogle. Don't think I'm welcome back there. Should be a good celebration, though, for the winners. Which reminds me, I've got the trophy at the engraver right now for a nice polish, and 2024 Australia being engraved into that beautiful, beautiful trophy. So following the presentation, we'll head back to the houses. We've got a few leaving us that afternoon, heading back in car one, and then the rest of us will kick on for a fun evening celebrating the victors, and should be a good night down there at Sorrento Hotel. We got public holiday Monday, for which we will then all head back for Monday morning. So very, very exciting trip planned. Golf should be great. And the off-golf course activities should be a lot of fun as well. So cars getting down there. I've sent through a list of people who are driving. We've got six cars, which is good. If anyone wants to do something slightly different to what I've sent through, that's fine. Just organize it amongst yourselves. The people in the cars need to organize amongst themselves where people will be picked up from. But we've got six cars, so that's heaps of room. We should be able to get around pretty fine with that. There's obviously Ubers and taxis in the peninsula as well, unlike Barn Boogle last year. So logistically should be a fair bit easier this year. So I appreciate everyone who is driving down. It's a big effort and, going to make life a lot easier for us. Moving along to attire and merch now. And we've got some new merch coming in. So new hats, I believe, for everyone. Team Australia has got a commemorative 2024 Residents Cup Championship hat coming in. I think Europe have shown some sort of limited flair with their hat selection. Make sure everyone brings their shirt from last year. We've lined up some new shirts for the new members of Team Australia and also a European shirt for Vinny, so we should be covered. If you do have any issues around your shirts, please let your team captain know. On to golf now, and just a recap of the format and the rules. So day one will be Ambrose, two-ball Ambrose. We will have a singles match on day one, given that we have only 14 players this year, not 16. And that will be the same for day two for the four-ball event, where a singles match will lead off on both of those days before day three of seven singles matches. In terms of rules, there we will be playing standard two-ball Ambro rules. Be able to place your ball when it's on the fairway. Irish drops again, same as last year. If the ball is in the... If you can't play your ball, you may drop it within the vicinity as long as your partner is happy. Just going to make the game go quicker and a lot easier for everyone. And in terms of winning the event, Europe needs to win outright by half a point to claim the trophy. If the event is drawn, then Australia will retain the trophy. Day one pairings have been decided. Handicaps are preliminary, not yet to be revealed. We need to finesse and massage those a little bit more. I'm working with Ryan on that. But the day one pairings have been drawn and decided. Given we don't have a ceremony like we did last year, we will do a quick intro of the new players, but we've decided to predetermine the day one pairings, and I can exclusively reveal them on this podcast now. Leading out will be a singles match. Team Australia will be represented by Dean Latham, and Team Europe will be represented by Patrick Turk. An absolute blockbuster singles match to get the 2025 Residents Cup underway. Both teams have sent out two of their big guns. Latham, the reigning player of the tournament last year, he took home the blue jacket and will be looking to defend that blue jacket this week. I'm pretty confident the big Lath has got whatever PT comes to throw at him, but PT, I can tell you firsthand, has been playing some very crisp golf and will be very hard to beat this year. Our second pairing is going to be Team Australia, represented by myself, M. Ricks, and my father, Anthony Ricks. First time we've been paired together, and we take on the newcomer, Vinnie McGrath, and Matt Turk, who has a few scars after going 0-3 in his debut Residents Cup last year, so he will be out with a point to prove. Match three on day one will be the newcomers for Team Australia, Heath Kelly and Jack Dickens. These guys have played a lot of golf together, so I was very keen to get them on a day one pairing, and they will be up against the very experienced combo of Connor Farron, who was left reeling last year with a sore wrist at the Residents Cup. He will be looking to bounce back. He's flown in from New York, all ready to go, and he will be paired up with Captain Ryan Coombs. So that is a really marquee blue riband matchup for match three on day one. Finally, the final match on day one, Ambrose, is Team Australia, Tubes and Dimmy. This is the culture pairing, if ever there was one. Tubes will be bombing it long off the tee, and Dimmy will be getting it done around the greens. They take on the Irish connection, Carl and McCartney. Now, these two have played a lot of golf together, and Carl has come in. He's been re-handicapped this year. As I said, can't be revealed yet, but they are coming off a very big mark, and will get them right in this contest no matter. Carl's talking down his game, but I'm sure he's going to bring something pretty special to the party this year. So they are the matchups for round one. As I said, exclusive. We will get done the round two matchups on Friday evening, but very much looking forward to that day one Ambrose at a very, very tough and long St. Andrews Beach Golf Club. Finally, just want to remind everyone that everyone needs to download the Golf Gamebook app. pretty easy scoring system on there. You've got to trust the app. The one thing I will say that we didn't realize last year is, whilst the scoring is Stableford, that you can win the hole without scoring a point. So the lowest net score on the hole will always win the hole. There was a little bit of confusion around that on the final day. Thankfully, it didn't matter given Australia towed up on day three anyway. But any questions, you can come and ask me. But basically, we'll get the handicaps in the app, and it's a trust the app situation. So we've got to make sure that we enter our scores no matter what they are, no matter even if you don't score a point. So that's just something to remember. And then finally, no need for anyone to pay any money. I've had a few questions about that. Ryan and I are sorting that all out, and we will send you a bill in due course. No need to worry about anything on that front at the moment. All right, that's it for tonight. Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing everyone Friday, and go Team Australia.